Hello and welcome to English for You. I'm Seb.
And I'm Laura with glasses.
Hey Laura, how many fingers am I holding up?
Oh, come on, that's easy. 2, right? Who could get that wrong?
I was just testing you. Not everyone has perfect eyes, you know. And sometimes our eyes can get better or worse over time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Kind of like our article for today. The main character is going to get his eyes tested, right?
Exactly. He's off to the optometrist. Uh-huh. That's a special kind of eye doctor. I wonder how things go.
Let's find out, shall we?
Let's find out.
Reading. Luke gets a new pair of glasses. Luke walks into the eyeglasses store. The optometrist gets up from her seat to greet him.
Good afternoon. How may I help you?
I'm looking for a new pair of glasses. The condition of my eyes has gotten worse, so I can't wear my old ones anymore.
I see. Do you have a doctor's prescription with you?
Yes. Actually, I'm quite upset about the result.
Don't think too much. Not everyone can have 20/20 vision.
I know, but I don't like having bad vision.
Well, we still need to deal with this problem. Let me do a further check for you.
You're right. Let's go ahead.
Now put on these glasses and stand over there. Can you clearly see the letter E I'm pointing at?
No, I can't make this out. It's too blurry.
I'm going to change the lenses. Can you tell which direction the E is pointing?
Yes, it points to the right. It's got a much more distinct shape now.
The optometrist adjusts the glasses Luke is wearing. They continue with the test for the other eye.
So, our article for today is called Luke Gets a New Pair of Glasses, and it begins with a quick description. Luke walks into the eyeglasses store. The optometrist gets up from her seat to greet him. Okay, eyeglasses, what are those?
Nice, eyeglasses. Mm. 其实 eyeglasses or glasses 都有眼镜的意思啦。所以看起来 Luke, 他可能是要配眼镜哦。那这时候我们看到谁？看到一位 optometrist, okay, 就是一个验光师或是配镜师。那他从他的椅子起身上来，然后跟他打招呼啦。Mm-hmm. So the optometrist says, good afternoon, how may I help you? And that's a really... Mm-hmm.Simple, common way to greet somebody.
A good way to greet somebody who comes into your store.
Right.
So Luke responds, I'm looking for a new pair of glasses. The condition of my eyes has gotten worse, so I can't wear my old ones anymore. Okay, so he's looking for some new glasses, some new eyeglasses, or we could also say spectacles.
Right.
Which is kind of a fancier way of saying the same thing. We say it sometimes in the UK.
Right.
Okay, but there's another good word in there, condition. The condition of his eyes is getting worse. Now, this is our first special word of the day, so let's take a closer look. Okay, so condition is a noun, and it means the state that something is in. Normally, that means how good or bad something is. So, for example, picture two cars. The first car is brand new and has just come out of the factory and has that new car smell. It's in a very good state, so we can say that it is in a good condition. The second car, meanwhile, is old, it's rusty, it breaks down all the time, and it's covered in scratches. That car is in a bad condition. So looking at our article, Luke said that the condition of his eyes has gotten worse. What does this mean? It means that he can't see as well now as he could before. So we can also use condition to talk about health as well. If you're ever in a hospital, we can talk about somebody having a critical condition or a stable condition. So a stable condition would be that they're doing fine, they're not well, they're still in bed, but they're doing okay. And critical would mean that things are very, very bad. So they might be close to dying.An example sentence for condition, though, is This house may be old, but the owner takes very good care of it, and it is in excellent condition.
Condition 这个字超好用的哦，用在很多地方，就是状况啦、状态，它是一个名词。像是通常我们好像真的会用在就是在讲一个人的身体的状况。So for example, the hospital says her condition or state of health is improving slowly. 就是医院说她的健康状况呢正在慢慢好转。或者有时候呢，哎呀，如果我们看到有人他喝酒又想要开车 ，That's bad. OK， 我们就可以说 he can't drive in that condition, so maybe he's too drunk, or sometimes maybe he's just sick, okay, or maybe his eyes, you know, he has really bad vision.
They also say that if you take medicine and things like that, you're not in a condition to drive.
That's right.
Because you might be sleepy.
Feel sleepy.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Or sometimes we could talk about players, okay? 就是一些就是在比赛的选手们 they are all in excellent physical condition or shape. 好啦，那回到课文，为什么 Luke 他要配新眼镜呢？原来他的眼睛的状况就是 condition 变差啦，所以他旧的那一副就不能用了。And the optometrist continues by saying, "I see. Do you have a doctor's prescription with you?"
Ooh, what's a prescription?
Good question. Prescription 通常我们是指的就是医生会开的处方药方或者处方上开的药。那这里他是要配他眼镜的一个度数。Okay, so what does Luke say?
Okay, so Luke says.Yes, actually, I'm quite upset about the result.
Oh, no.
So Luke is feeling upset. Upset is an adjective that we use to mean not happy or sad, usually because something bad has happened. We could be upset because someone forgot our birthday, or maybe because someone was rude to us on the bus. Whatever it was that made us unhappy, we can describe that thing as upsetting. So an upsetting thing makes us upset. So an upset as well, we can use it as a noun.
Okay.
It's a very flexible word. An upset is an unpleasant situation, okay? And we can also use upset as an adjective to describe it when we're not feeling very well. We can say we have an upset stomach. So we have a tummy ache.
Yeah.
Things hurt. Okay, our example sentence for upset is, Hannah was very upset when her cat ran away. So it was a relief when the police found him up a tree. Okay,
wow.
I hope they got him down there.
Happy.
Yeah.
I hope she's getting happier now. Upset 是什么呢？就是心烦的、苦恼的。它是一个形容词。那有时候我们很苦恼，我们可能也会用 frustrated or unhappy or even worried and sometimes a bit angry. Okay, 有时候就 that can make you upset. Okay. 比方像是呢，如果呢，哎，这个 Seb 他答应说他要打电话给我，结果他没有。我可能就会说啦 I'm upset that you didn't call when you said you will.
Sorry.
Okay, so I was so upset with him, I didn't call him for 2 weeks. So you can see how upset I was.
Yeah.
Okay, 那 upset 也可以当作动词来用 okay? 像是呢 don't upset yourself by thinking about what might have been. I like that sentence.
Yeah, don't overthink.
I know, 不要再去想原本可能会怎么样不要怎么样自寻烦恼 don't upset yourself. Okay, going back to the article, the optometrist says, hey, don't think too much, Luke. Not everyone can have 20/20 vision.
Oh, good words here. Okay, so first we had vision. This is a noun, and basically it means our ability to see. So someone with good vision is someone who can see very well.Like us. These are fake.
I know.
if we're talking about someone who can't see very well, we could say that they have poor vision.
They
can't see very well at all. We could also talk, if somebody can't see at all, we could even say that they are blind. Scientists have been working to cure this particular disease, but... At the moment, I don't think they've found a cure for blindness yet. But there is actually, you know, they are finding a way to use stem cells, these special cells, to like rebuild your eyes.
No way.
Yeah. So maybe one day...there would be a cure for blindness.
Wow.
Fingers crossed. Anyway, so back to vision. And we can also use it to talk about big hopes or dreams. So the president had a clear vision of how the country should develop, for example. He's talking about how he sees it in the future, his dreams for it in the future. Our example for vision is, when she was young, Clara had 20/20 vision. But later, the condition of her eyes got worse and worse. So we also had a word 20/20 vision there. What does 20/20 mean?
Good question. 对啊 ,Luke, 不要想太多 ,don't be upset, 不是每个人的视力都是2020。诶这是什么意思啊 ?2020 vision, that just means you have the ability to see perfectly. 所以2020视力中的数字表示我们的人的眼睛可以看清楚的东西的距离达到2020程度。也就是大概是 1.0 没有近视的视力很强吧 OK 那其实我是有点小近视啦那我们来看到 vision 这个字就是视力的意思它是个名词所以呢像刚刚 Seb 老师有提供啦如果你的视力是好的但是 good vision OK 如果你是普通就是 normal 跟一般人一样 normal vision 那视力很差但是 poor vision OK 或者是有时候呢我们可能是因为我们眼睛充满泪水就会怎么样我们的视力就会变模糊啦英文就可以这么形容 Tears blurred her vision So it made it difficult for her to see 或者呢哎，我们刚刚是不是提到 blindness 就是失明 So for example She has very little vision in her left eye 就是表示她的左眼几乎失明啦So Luke says, I know. Okay, he doesn't want to be upset. That's what he meant, okay? Mm-hmm. And he continues by saying, but I don't like having bad vision. True.
I don't think anybody does, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the optometrist responds, well, we still need to deal with this problem. Uh-huh. Let me do a further check for you. Okay, so she's going to check a little bit more, right?
Yes, okay. 所以这时候呢，这个验光师就说，好啦，但是我们还是要需要怎么样处理这个情况，所以他要帮他做更进一步的检查。这里我们看到 deal with, 就是处理应付。比方像是can you suggest some ways of dealing with a difficult child?、Mm-hmm. 如果你可能现在要开始教一个个性很叛逆的的小孩可能就希望就是要怎么样处理这个问题要去请问人家的建议哦 OK、mm-hmm. Now back to the article Luke says You're right Let's go ahead So he's happy that he's going to do a further check
Yes let's continue Let's do the test、right. The optometrist says It's a tricky word right?
I know tricky optometrist word.
Now put on these glasses and stand over thereCan you clearly see the letter E I'm pointing at? Okay. I know these tests, actually. Uh-huh. Have you ever had to do one of these?
I know, but those glasses that you have to put on, they are hideous. They're ugly.
Are. Sometimes they have like a big machine, binoculars that you look through.
Yes.
In the UK, there's also one where you have to read colourful numbers. And that one tells if you are colourblind, which means whether you can see colours or not.
My brother is colourblind.
Really?
Okay. Poor you.
Yeah.
OK, 好啦那我们看到大家通常都知道要就是配眼镜对不对、大家应该都知道那个步骤他就说 OK, 现在把这副眼镜戴上啊然后站在那边你可以看到我现在指的字母 E 吗 OK, 不过呢、我们先来回去看一下刚刚有提到的 put on 这个片语就是戴上或者是穿上 OK, so you can also put on other things besides glasses like put your shoes on or put on your jacket 有没有你的夹克 or even put face cream on every night if you want to look, you know, pretty and everything.
Moisturized.
I know, 擦面霜,脸霜. Okay, so...
So Luke says, no, I can't make this out. It's too blurry. Okay, blurry. He can't see it well.
对啊,他说不能耶,无法看得出来,实在是太模糊了。Make out, okay? 在这里是勉强的看得出来, so he can't see clearly. And blurry, 这个字呢是个形容词,就是模糊的,不清楚的。
Actually, make out can mean something else
as well, can't it? We're not going to talk about
that,
are we?
We won't talk about that right now, okay?
I knew what you were thinking.
Optometrist then says, I'm going to change the lenses. Can you tell which direction the E is pointing?Okay, so she is changing the lenses. Lens, by the way, is a noun, and it's a piece of glass that we look through. The most obvious example of a lens are the lenses in your glasses.
Right.
So these ones don't have lenses. There's no glass in these. But
they're fake.
Yeah, they're fake. But what these lenses do, what the glass does, is they bend light and make things clearer for you to see.
Yeah.
There's also other kinds of lenses, too. We can talk about camera lenses, for example, which are the pieces of glass you use to take pictures. We can talk about lenses in binoculars and telescopes, which help us see things which are really far away.
Yeah.
In all cases, the lens is a piece of glass and we have to be able to see through it. So our example for the lens is, just when his day couldn't get any worse, Jamie dropped his glasses, breaking the lenses on the hard floor. Oh no.
Jamie, what a day.
Poor Jamie.
Okay. 好了，回到课文转换心情了，就是说，诶，这个 look 是就是这时候这个验光师就说他想要换个镜片，因为看起来 look 的度数比较深，然后说好了，那你现在可以看得出这个字母 E 是往哪个方向指呢？那这里我们刚刚一直不断的介绍的 lens 这个名词就是镜片，或者它有透镜的意思。 So usually we talk about glasses with thick lenses if you have really bad or poor vision. Okay, and we can talk about a camera lens. Okay, 就是我们如果你很喜欢摄影就知道这个它的摄影的那个镜片 okay? Or we could talk about contact lenses.
Oh, good one.
Right,
yes.
就是隐形眼镜。
Do you wear contact lenses?
I do. Right, okay.
They can be uncomfortable sometimes.
I know, if you wear them for too long. Okay, 所以不要戴太久哦。Okay, next in the article, Luke says, yes, it points to the right. It's got a much more distinct shape now. And what does that word mean, distinct?
Distinct is an interesting word, right? Distinct is an adjective we use to mean something clear or well-defined. Luke is saying that the E he is looking at is much clearer now. It has sharp edges and isn't blurry at all. Remember that word, blurry?
Yeah.
So distinct actually has another meaning too.
Okay.
It can mean different. So if I say there are 16 distinct Aboriginal groups, Yuan Jumin, in Taiwan, I mean that these 16 groups have different beliefs, cultures, and traditions. They are distinct because they are different. So our example sentence for distinct, using the first meaning, is, as the ship got closer to the island, the buildings of the little seaside town became more and more distinct. Okay? So clearer, easier to see.
Nice, okay. 所以这时候呢 ,Luke 就说这个E是往右边，他觉得现在的形状让他感觉比较清晰了。Okay, 这里我们看到的 distinct 这个形容词就是清晰的啦。清楚的，这是本课文章的意思哦。Okay, 比方呢，像是 there was the distinct smell of something burning.
Ooh,
so you can clearly smell something burning.
That doesn't sound
good. Okay, and that could be dangerous as well.
It could be dangerous.
Something's on fire. Okay, now back to the article. The optometrist adjusts the glasses Luke is wearing. Okay, they continue with the test for the other eye. Okay, but here we see this word adjust, okay?
Yes, another good word. It's a verb this time, and it is a word that we use when we want to change something slightly or adjust it for a certain situation or need. Okay. So I could adjust the temperature of the air conditioning, for example, if I'm too hot or too cold. Or I could adjust some pants if they're too long and they touch the ground. So I would be, you know, sewing my pants up, making them shorter. I'd be adjusting them for my height.
Right.
We can also use adjust to mean adjust ourselves to something.
Oh,
yes, so we're getting used to it. So, for example, it took me a little while to adjust to life in Taiwan.
Did it really?
No, actually, it really didn't.
I know.
I used to live in China, so it was...
Okay, much easier compared to other places.
Yeah, than coming from Europe. Our example sentence for adjust is, after flying from Taiwan to India... Ben and Joe adjusted their watches to the local time zone. Okay,
good idea.
Adjusted their watches.
You don't want to be looking at a time zone.
Yeah, you don't
want
to be looking at the time in Taiwan when you're in India.
I know, that would be really funny.
Different times.
Okay, so 验光师呢，他这时候就怎么样 adjust， 他就调整 look， 他是在戴着眼镜，然后用同样的方式继续再测他另外一个眼睛。不过呢 ，adjust 在这里有校正、校准的意思哦，在本科的意思。那他有调整的意思啦。 比方像是 if the chair is too high, you can adjust it to suit you. 如果椅子太高了，你就可以把它调到适合你的高度。And as a teacher, I think you have to adjust your methods to suit the needs of slower children or slower learners.
If you're a good teacher.
I know, right? Yeah. Okay, don't get impatient and stuff. 所以身为一个很好的老师，我觉得你必须要调整教学的方法来适应那些学的可能比较慢的一些孩子啦，或是学生他们的需要哦。That comes to the end of today's article. Let's now go to...
Let's adjust.
Oh, yeah, let's adjust.
For our For You Chat. Okay.
For You Chat.
Okay, so here's our For You Chat question, and for you too, Sebastian.
Okay.
Have you ever had a problem that you've had to see the doctor for?
Well, I've always been very healthy, so I've never had to really go to the doctor for anything serious. But I remember one time, my roommate, one morning, we were getting ready to go to work. Different jobs, obviously. Okay. And I went into the kitchen and she was in the living room and suddenly I heard a thud.
Oh.
And I came into the living room and she had passed out.
Oh no.
Which is when you fall on the ground, you know, she fainted.
Yeah, I know.
So I took her to the hospital.
What happened?
And this was in Spain, actually. So we were in a hospital in Spain, and we had to go through everything in Spanish as well.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was more than 9 hours that we were there, because they were doing tests and tests and tests. They weren't sure what was making her feel unwell. She's fine now, so it's okay.
Lucky.
But it was a bit of a scary experience.
I know. Okay, well, I hope that won't happen to any of you guys, okay? Especially when you guys go to Spain.
Don't pass out.
I know. 9 hours, okay. Anyways, we're out of time, but we'll be back tomorrow for day two, right?
We will.
Talk about more on going to the optometrist. We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Luke gets a new pair of glasses. Luke walks into the eyeglasses store. The optometrist gets up from her seat to greet him.
Good afternoon. How may I help you?
I'm looking for a new pair of glasses. The condition of my eyes has gotten worse, so I can't wear my old ones anymore.
I see. Do you have a doctor's prescription with you?
Yes. Actually,I'm quite upset about the result.
Don't think too much. Not everyone can have 20/20 vision.
I know, but I don't like having bad vision.
Well, we still need to deal with this problem. Let me do a further check for you.
You're right. Let's go ahead.
Now put on these glasses and stand over there. Can you clearly see the letter E I'm pointing at?
No, I can't make this out. It's too blurry.
I'm going to change the lenses. Can you tell which direction the E is pointing?
Yes, it points to the right. It's got a much more distinct shape now.
The optometrist adjusts the glasses Luke is wearing. They continue with the test for the other eye.
Vocabulary Review.
Condition. Josh became very weak after getting the flu, but his condition started improving after he got some medicine. Upset. Vivian is upset that she didn't get into her top choice university. We should cheer her up. Vision. Although most elderly people's vision gets worse over time,My grandma still sees clearly at 90 years old. Lens. I got some new lenses for my glasses that block blue light from hurting my eyes. Aren't they cool?
Distinct. Now that the fog had cleared, Simon could see the distinct shape of a boat on the water.
Adjust. Luke adjusted his TV so that the screen wouldn't look so dark.